Chase Elliott wins Texas Motor Speedway, and all is saved and all is good in NASCAR land at Texas Motor Speedway. And who joins us? Of course, it's Chase Elliott. Now, the Freak Nation. Freak Nation, he's back at Speed Freaks Lucas Oil Studios on MAV TV and the Freak Radio Network. And Chase, I'm watching you with your phone, and I've been seeing your phone since you were in Victory Lane. You get a call from Hendrick. People are just texting. How many average texts does Chase Elliott get after a race win? I know it's been a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't got there yet. I'm just currently figuring out how I'm going to get home at the moment. So that's next on my list. But yeah, no, it's just nice to hear from the boss and appreciate, obviously I know he's watching, and then Jeff called, which is really cool. And obviously wish they could have been here, but nonetheless, they recognize and know how hard we've worked at it to try to get better, you know, over the last year and a half, 2 years. And, they've been through it too. You know, we're kind of all in it together, and they've been sticking with us and sticking with me and making sure that I know that. And I appreciate it.
Okay. You just clarified, but I want to kind of back up a little bit. You clarified saying sticking with you. You said that in your victory speech out on the track. And I thought, wait a minute, is there something we don't know? But no, you mean, hey, we've got you through thick and thin. Don't worry about it. It's not like anything was in jeopardy to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope not, I guess. But yeah, anytime you're not doing a good job, obviously you just want to feel like you're pulling your weight, you know, I want to make sure I'm doing my part and making everybody better and bettering the company and just pulling your weight. You know, I just want to make sure I'm doing my part. That's all.
You are the most popular driver in NASCAR. I'd say you're pulling your weight.
Yeah, I'm just talking about competitively.
I know.
You know, on the track and just you know, making sure we're running like we need to be running and are capable of running.
Okay, so the weight has been lifted. Here you are. You're final. You've got. Hey, the win, check it off for 2024. Playoffs, here we come. So now how do you approach the rest of the year? You don't have to worry about winning necessarily. What is the next goal?
Well, yeah, continuing to win, you know, if you can, for sure. Any playoff points that you can get and stack up can certainly help propel you through the playoffs. We saw that in 2022. We had quite a number stacked up in the bank, and really that was why we got to Phoenix. And we had run so bad throughout the course of those playoffs that without our 35 or 40 points that wins that we had done early in the season, we would have never made it. I mean, not even close. So, it's a really big deal to try to get those in the bank for later in the year if you can.
We had the crew chief Alan Gustafson here in the Freak Nation. We know his history. And when I get a new producer or a program director, I like to look at their history and who they've worked for and who they've actually schooled. When you guys joined up, and I guess every damn Sunday, it's nice to have a cat like that that has that mental Rolodex on how to deal with every situation that Chase Elliott is going to be thrown at him.
Yeah, and we've been working together long enough. You know, he knows me really well, and I know him really well. And I think a lot of times we're kind of to that point in our relationship that he knows what I'm thinking, and I know what he's thinking, and we don't have to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And and that's a big deal. So, yeah, we've just, you know, when you have a guy like that, we've stuck together and just tried to push each other to improve and been open and honest about our struggles and the areas we want to improve. And nobody gets mad about that. And he tells me I need to do better here. I tell him he can do better here, and we can have those types of conversations, and no one gets mad or frustrated or throws in the towel. And that's just maturity and growth, and it's just really healthy to have those types of professional relationships, especially in a competitive space. So grateful to have that type of person to lean on and work with on a weekly basis.
Was there something that clicked in Chase Elliott's mind, like, I need to take this criticism better because it should be constructive?
I've always taken it pretty well. Feel like from the people around me, you know, that
because you trusted them.
Of course. Yeah. When I respect somebody, I'm happy to hear whatever it is they, you know, have to say. So I think that's, you know, important.
It took me 40 some odd years to get there. So well done. Because that's not easy.
No.
It's not easy to hear when you're doing something wrong, even if you know it's going to make you feel, or it's going to make you a better person.
It can be, challenging, but we've, just stuck with it and continue to fight and battle. I think we still have a lot of room for improvement. We had some things go our way today, for sure, but we were in the mix, and yeah, you gotta be in the mix to have a shot.
Those green white checkers get bonkers, especially for fans. I can only imagine how it is for you. Again, Gustafson, you guys got dialing up this Rolodex on how to approach it, worried about gas and so forth. Were there any other tricks that came your way that you're like, oh, I pulled this out of the hat to get this win that was different than you anticipated?
Not particularly. I mean, certainly we had the yellow there early in the race that kind of flipped the track position for us. We qualified very poorly yesterday. So, you know, that got us in the mix. And then from there, we just put together a solid race and got up, you know, to those front couple rows and had some shots on the restarts and they fell our way.
All right. We'll end it with this. One of the comments that you made on the Dale Jr. Download Dirty Mo Media was, I just want to race, man. I just want to go fast. I understand that. And I can appreciate that because you're just saying out there, I don't want to get up here and do a tap dance for everybody. I just want a freaking fast race car and race. And then you come out here and do this. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been, you know, the journey has not all been sunshine and mm-hmm. rainbows. There's no doubt. But it's also made us better. I feel like it's grown us as individuals. And I can attest to that firsthand. And just makes you appreciate and enjoy these moments because they're really hard to get.
See, that's the thing. Winning is fun. But right now, do you appreciate the moment right now? Probably more than you did your last win.
Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate it more than probably I ever have. Just I've always appreciated it. And I always knew this. But yeah, when you go through a long period of not being able to enjoy these moments because they aren't there to enjoy it. It just makes you appreciate it a little more.
Does the Hooters fire suit glow in the dark?
I don't know. We'll find out. Find out here in a minute. I think it's dark outside.
And you can't, you don't know how you're getting home. What do you mean?
I gotta catch a ride. Gotta catch a ride.
Teammates, bail them out. Come on.
All right. Chase, thanks for doing this, man. Good luck, buddy.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Your most popular driver on his way to the seventh for the 2024 season.
Wait. He's won six most popular drivers?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. And it's the first thing you say, really, I'm trying to find a ride home.
Wait a minute. What? You just won the race and you don't have a flight home?
Yeah.